Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Hello on this mini edition of Film Festival Radio. We're talking with singer-actress Kirstie Clemons, who is one of the stars of the new independent film, Dope, D-O-P-E. This film was a critical hit among many audiences across the country and out of the country. It was an audience favorite at the 2015 Sundance Film Festival and an official selection at this year's Cannes International Film Festival during the Director's Night. Now, the synopsis of this film, Dope, stars Shameik Moore, and he stars as Malcolm. And Malcolm is carefully surviving life in a tough neighborhood in Los Angeles while doing things that teenagers his age do. They're juggling college applications, academic interviews, the SAT, you know, these typical things that 18, 19-year-olds do. But all of that changes when a chance invitation to an underground party leads Malcolm into an adventure that could just take him from being geek to being dope to being himself. Now, other stars in this film include Chantal Iman, Zoe Kravitz, ASAP Rocky, and, again, singer-actress Kirstie Clemons. Now, Kirstie has a really gutsy role in Dope, and she stars as a lesbian tomboy, which is a far cry from what fans are accustomed to seeing Kirstie star as. Normally, we are used to seeing her in these more, you know, cutesy, glamorous-type roles. Viewers probably know her best as the bored but flirtatious teen Bianca in the TV series Transparent. And also we've seen her on MTV's Eye Candy. Well, we have a treat for you because in this upcoming interview that we're going to roll in about 10 seconds, Kirstie chats about her role in Dope and how it just was a lot of fun for her to star in this really, as I said, it's a very gutsy role, and she does an amazing job in it. And we have a link right there on our page website if you'd like to see a clip of it from YouTube. So without any further delay, let's talk with Kirstie Clemons.
Well, good afternoon. Hello. Hi, Kirstie. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm just great. Waiting for the game, the round two tonight. Well, business at hand here. You are a part of this new independent film, Dope. Racking up a lot of awards, talk of Sundance. So tell me about your character, because we are used to seeing you, you know, in these glamorous, really sexy, cute girl roles. But I understand this role is quite different. So tell me about your character.
Well, like you just said, Diggy's nothing like those adjectives you just gave me, glamorous. She keeps it pretty simple in 90s. I think she's fashionable. I don't think she's really trying that hard. She just happens to be, coolness just like seeps from her pores. She's sarcastic and comfortable with herself. She's a lesbian. She loves hanging out with the boys. She plays the drums, so she's really great taste in music. She's someone I think everyone wants to be friends with.
Okay. Now, when you auditioned for the role, when they told you that you had the role, what kind of preparation did you talk with any friends or colleagues that are really cool, like her character or traits or what?
I lived with a guy for a year, my best friend, Kofi, and I kind of was just like, Kofi, can you read my lines to me, just so I could watch him and his gestures and how he moved when he was speaking and how he said certain words, because he grew up also in that area, and he didn't conform to his environment the same way that Diggy doesn't conform, so I really wanted to see his take on it, And also, one of my other best friends, Emerald, she's very much like Diggy. She just does her own thing. I can't even really explain her. She has this, like, hood vibe to her. So I kind of had to take her vibe. Actually, I wore her clothes and my roommate's clothes to my audition. Diggy kind of dresses like Emerald a little bit, my friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was it a long audition process to get the Diggy role, or you know, a lot of callbacks, or what?
No, this audition process wasn't that long. I did an audition, I did a callback, and then I did chemistry reads with Tony and Shamik one time, and Blake was there, and then I went back for what they said it was going to be a chemistry read, but it was really Rick was tricking us, and we got there, and it was just us and Quincy, and he was like, "You guys are dope." And we were like, wow, that's really cool. I think I cried because I'm a bitch. So.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's really cool, though. Well, I mean, after all this hard work that all the cast and crew, any project, obviously, everybody wants it to do its best. But were you guys, you know, really, how surprised were you to find out that, you know, it was so well received at Sundance?
Transparent. I was like, wow, this is really magical. I really hope that people understand this.
Mm-hmm.
I hope, and it gives me so much hope just up in the world. Of course, there's a lot of bad going on right now, but there's also so much good. We're transforming. It's so nice. I don't know, maybe I'm jaded. I'm not sure, but I feel like it's like a person that's really happy. If their good is really good, their bad is really bad. And I think with Dope, I kind of just went in like, let's see what happens. When we got into Sundance, I was kind of like, wow, that's weird. And then I heard people like excited that they were going to go see it at Sundance, and I was like, that's even weirder. And then, I think like even during the movie when people were laughing, it was the first time I also saw it. I was like, this is still so weird. I'm so confused. Like, I know this is great, but you guys are really into this. And I'm still sitting here like, this is so weird. It hasn't hit me yet, is what I keep telling everybody.
I love talking to actors and actresses to get their reaction of when they see a movie that they're in with a regular audience. You know, it's like, is that surreal or what?
Yeah, it's hard because I wanted to see the movie from their eyes. Like, in my eyes, I'm watching just thinking, oh, haha, I remember that day. I know everything behind the scenes, so it's hard for me to see it the way they're seeing it. And it's really satisfying to see people going through emotions when watching the movie. Mm-hmm. People were crying and laughing and shocked and scared and happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew, oh, this is a good movie. This is evoking emotion. That's cool.
So are you one of those performers who gets nervous when their family and friends come to see your work, or especially with this film? What was that like for you, for family?
It actually wasn't, like, bad because, like, my mom said when she saw it, she was like, this is so weird. Like, you're actually acting. Like, you're being a completely different person. You're talking different. You're walking different. This is so strange. And that's how I felt when I was watching it. I didn't feel like I was watching myself, so I didn't really feel uncomfortable. And I had a little screening with my friends and family, and it was just cool. It was cool for them to point out things that were really me and things that weren't like me at all. It was comfortable.
Well, it sounded like it was for everybody concerned.
It was a good time.
So now, as I understand that you also are a singer, so as part of this soundtrack, are you singing on any of the songs or have any musical input with the soundtrack or what?
We did 4 songs with Phil for the soundtrack that were in the movie, and I was on all 4. We did 4 in 2 days, and it was really interesting to watch him in the studio, Phil, write and produce these songs, like just jamming out on his keyboard mm-hmm. and leaving for 50 minutes to write some lyrics and then come back and then go in and sing it and him tell you how to do it. It was a phenomenal experience. It was really surreal for me because I never made an album. I just shot like my first music video and all of this is happening this year. So it's all been, it makes me feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. And that's a really nice feeling.
Well, hey, this is obviously your year. You know, you're in this independent film, this The Love of Sundance. It's Pharrell, Forest Whitaker's their production company, and you're working on music with Pharrell Williams. If this is not your year, I don't know what is. I don't know. I really don't know what's... Well, now, does that, working, you know, on this soundtrack, is that encouraging you to pursue recording a full album yourself, by yourself, or what?
I don't know about, like, an album specifically, but I'm definitely going to put out music. I just am trying to find the time.
Oh, yeah.
But something really soon. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do want to share things. I'm a writer, so as much as my films have effect on people, so can my music. So I'm going to try to push that. Yeah.
That makes sense. We have time for one more question.
Okay. My last question is, I saw, doing some research, I saw earlier this year, and I thought this was so funny because I plan on doing the same thing, that you were, for your fitness routine, you were taking, thinking about taking pole dancing lessons. Did that happen? Did that happen or what?
I've been pole dancing for like, I was sticking to it. Dude, I was doing it for like 5 months. I was into
wow.
it.
Wow.
We started getting into like the spinning part, like doing a lot of spins, and uh-huh. I started getting really dizzy. And, so I switched over to, at the same studio,
uh-huh.
I've been doing dance hall, and that's really fun.
Okay.
I've just been trying to find a reason to not wear a lot of clothes and work out at the same time and shake my ass. You feel me?
Oh, definitely.
And I get to do that in dance hall.
Okay.
It's so fun. And I'm learning all of these, like, all this, like, new music, like Jamaican. I like it.
Yeah, it's such an active, it's like African dance or something, but I just thought that was funny.
It's so crazy. Like, you have to have so much
yeah.
strength in your legs and balance. They move their hips so fast.
Yeah, very fast. But I'm thanks for the warning about the pole dancing. So I might get dizzy spinning around, so.
But, you know, the floor work and climbing up and down the pole is
mm-hmm.
really fun. It's a nice workout. It's cool. If you feel like you need to feel, if you feel like you want to be a little more sexy, go take a couple pole dancing classes. But I was trying to go hardcore. That's where I messed up. I thought I was going to be a professional pole dancer.
God. Well, anyway, we're going to look forward to seeing you in Dope. And from the clips I've seen, you guys, all of you did an amazing, amazing job. And hopefully we'll hear some new music from you in the future. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I hope to talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Okay, well, enjoy the rest of the week now.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, thanks, then. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, that is singer-actress Percy Clemons, who is one of the stars. They almost have like a somewhat of an all-star for the millennials, especially in that age group, of this new film, Dope, which opens Friday, June 19th across the nation. It is produced by Forest Whitaker and executive producer Pharrell Williams. Yeah, the happy guy, Pharrell Williams. Co-executive produced by Sean Combs. Yeah, Puffy. All-star executive producer cast for sure. And I'm sure the soundtrack is going to be smashingly killer, as they say. So if you would like to see a clip of Dope, as I said, we have here on our preview page a YouTube clip that you can go and take a look at it. And, hey, if they loved it in Sundance, if they loved it in the Cannes Film Festival, they kind of sort of know what they're doing, okay? So, listen, that's going to do it for this edition of Film Festival Radio. Hope you've enjoyed it. And we'll see you guys on our next show. Have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.